Blog Talk Radio.
Genesis 37. Pick up from where Hubert left off last week. This is when the jealous brothers sailed Joseph. Then he had another dream and told it to his brothers. Listen to my latest dream. The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed low before me. This time he told his father as well as his brother. But his father rebuked him. What is this? He asked. Shall I indeed and your mother, your brothers, come and bow before you? His brothers was fit to be tired concerning this affair. But his father gave it quite a bit of thought and wondered what it all meant. One day Joseph's brother took their father's flock to Shechem to graze them there. A few days later, Israel called for Joseph and told him, your brothers are over in Shechem grazing the flock. Go and see how they are getting along and how it is with the flocks and bring me word. Very good, Joseph replied. So he traveled to Shechem from his home to Hebron Valley. A man noticed him wandering in the fields. Who are you looking for? He asked. For my brothers and their flock, Joseph replied. Have you seen them? Yes, the man told him. They are no longer here. I heard your brothers say they are going to Dothan. So Joseph followed them to Dothan and found them there. But when they saw him coming, recognizing him in the distance, they decided to kill him. Here comes that master dreamer, they claim. Come on, let's kill him and toss him into a well and tell father that a wild animal has eaten him. Then we'll see what will become of his dreams. But Reuben hoped to spare Joseph's life. Let's not kill him, he said. We'll shed no blood. Let's throw him alive into this well here. That way he'll die without our touching him. Reuben was planning to get him out later and return him to his father. So when Joseph got there, they pulled off his brightly colored robe and threw him into an empty well. There was no water in it. Then they sat down for supper. Suddenly they noticed a string of camels coming towards them in the distance. Probably Ishmaelite traders who were taking gum, spices, and herbs from Gilead to Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Another caller that you're on, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Hi. Hi. Let me just go do a roll call for everyone to know who's off here. We have Mom and Pops, Loretta, Mrs. William, Auntie Betty, Hubert, and Auntie Carrie. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Let's go ahead and bow our heads for a prayer. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we come to you once again in family prayer. We ask that you bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We come in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we give you honor and glory. Holy Spirit, we ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We need you to bring the message you need us to know today. Open up all our hearts to receive your Spirit right now. Help us to actively listen to your words, guide our minds, to accept the teaching, and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All righty, we're going to go ahead and get started. Whoever's got a call, sorry to hear that. I hope you're feeling better. Okay, well, let's start off. How about you, Hubert? Would you start us off this evening? Hubert?
Yes, I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I will come out of the Book of Wisdom, or the Carpenter and the Wooden Idols. A carpenter may say out of a suitable tree, and skillful scrape off all its bark, and definitely plying his art, produce something fit for daily use, and use up the refuse from his handiwork in preparing his food, and have his fill. Then the good for nothing refuse from these remnants, cooked the wood grown full of knots, he takes the carve to occupy his spare time. This wood he models with blister skills, and pattern it on the image of a man, or make it resemble some worthless beast. When he has dubbed it with red and crimson, and its surface with red stain, and doubt all over every blemish in it, he makes a fitting shrine for it, and put it on the wall, fasten it with a nail, thus let it fall down, he provides for it, knowing that it cannot help itself. For truly it is an image to need help. But when he prays about his goods or marriage of children, he is not ashamed to address the thing without a soul. And for vigor, he invokes the powerless. And for life, he entreats the dead. And for aid, he beseeches the wounded in company. And about travail, and about travel, something that cannot even walk. And for profit and business and success with his hand. He adds facility of a thing with hands completely in error. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his words. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Huber. All righty. How about you, Loretta?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the Daily Bread. And it says, we need hope. Adam and Eve didn't need hope because they didn't lack anything they needed. And they had every reason to think that life would go on as pleasantly as it started, with every good thing that God had given them to enjoy. But they put it all at risk for the one thing the serpent said that God had withheld, the knowledge of good and evil. So when the serpent came with his offer, Eve was quick to indulge, and Adam quick to follow. They got what they wanted, knowledge, but they lost what they had, innocence. With the loss of innocence came the need for hope, hope that their guilt and shame should be removed and goodness restored. Christmas is the season of hope. Children hope for the latest popular toys of game. Families hope that everyone can make it home for the holidays. But the hope that Christmas commemorates is much bigger than our holiday desires. Jesus, the desire of all nations, has come, delivered us from the power of darkness, brought our redemption, and forgiven our sin. He even made it possible for us to be wise about what is good and innocent about evil. Christ has given us the hope of glory. Praise God for the hope of Christmas. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. How about your pops?
Okay. I'll be reading out of Daily Bread.
Okay.
Amen. The Night Bread. How can I know God? Whether or not God exists is an important question. But actually, knowing this, God is even more important. Theologian J.F. Parker wrote, "What we are made to know God. What aim should we have in life? To know God. What is the eternal life that Jesus gives? To know God. What is the best thing in life? To know God. What in man gives God more pleasure, knowledge of himself? But who can provide the introduction? Look at what Jesus said to his disciples. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, see you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." You find that John 14:1-7. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pop.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pops. And I'll go next. Reading out of Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So I want to say a small prayer. Lord, we ask you for the gift of joy today. Let the spirit of joy rise up in our hearts as we experience the fullness of love, peace, and power that can only be found in your presence. May that joy overflow in the words we speak to everyone you bring across our paths today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Mrs. Williams?
Okay, I'll be reading from Ephesians 1, beginning with verse. Wow. Begin with verse 3.
Okay.
Spiritual blessings in Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his son through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace. And he has freely given us in the one he loved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he's made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in his Son, Jesus Christ, to be put in effect when time will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. This is to say that Paul says that God chose us in him to emphasize that salvation depends totally on God, and there's no other way that we can be saved except we come through by his Son, Jesus Christ, and we cannot be prideful of anything. That it's not of ourselves that we can ever boast, but it's through the grace of God and his Son, Jesus Christ, that we are saved. And when we are saved, we praise and thank God. No devil, no hell can take our salvation away from us. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Man, thank you for that, Mrs. Williams.
Hello.
Okay, Mother. Mom.
Oh, you said me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm big coming out of Genesis. And it's that remembering our history. History have taught us that our destiny is not a matter of chance, but choice. An uncertain future demands that we look to the past to gain a proper perspective for the present and joy for the journey of ahead of us. Joseph served as a model for us in the respect that he remembered the promise that God had made to his ancestors. God will give them the land of Canaan. Belief in the promise of God and love for his family had given Joseph the strength to triumph over tragedy. Remember the common heritage that he and his brother shared helping him to forget all their sin against him and to look forward to a future when all of their descendants would share that land. As African Americans, we cannot deny our heritage and still remain focused on our common future. The mysteries of Marvin, the channels, and the romance of Africa can inspire us to become change agenda in our distressed community. I am convinced that Africa is the cradle of our civilization and that it must be respected as the source of our cultural heritage. In that regard, we must raise our children in communities that adhere to the philosophical that it takes the whole village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. We must reassure the principles of the extended family in our children are expected to assume their rightful place in this world. We must nurture a healthy sense of self-esteem in each of them. We must further tell our children that our ancestors worshiped the one true God even before God's name was revealed to them. By doing these things, we will help them get past the past and ensure them a prosperous future. In the prayer said, God of Advent and Exodus, we give you thanks for our memory and our heritage, for the blessing of freedom and the joy of telling freedom story, for the truth that nothing is too hard for you, and for the realization that you are our God and shall be our God forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Thank you for that, Mother. Amen. Okay, and Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the worship. God demands true worship. As we begin another week that God has granted us, let us be ever mindful of God's love, peace, grace, mercy, faithfulness, and goodness. Throughout the years, he had allowed us to grow in him and the worker to be helped in that spiritual process. We do thank him. We give glory to the King of Kings. We give glory to the Lamb. We give glory to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Majesty, yes, we will worship His Majesty, for He alone is worth of glory, honor, and praise. Lord Jehovah reign in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We worship Him alone. We will worship Him because He is the Creator of all. He is Lord of all. He is Lord of the heaven, Lord of the earth. He is Lord of all our lives. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. The highest praise is due Him. We will magnify and glorify Him forever and ever. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. All right. Well, we'll move on a little to our program with the sick and the shut-in. Loretta's going to pray us on that one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Mary Lowe, Hubert and Daniel, Bruce Dot Wally, Uncle Champ, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Quentin, Jordan, Jermaine, Carlos and the Wells family, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Quentin, Malachi DeMarcus, Tony, Uncle Oliver, LaTanya, Uncle Dave, Dominique, Miss Waters and family, Rossiter and family, Kim, Maxine Johnson, the Norris and Adams family, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Burns, Cheryl, Ruth Edwards, Erlene Parker, Miss Wanda, Miss Allen, Janet Williams, Vicki Hussman, Lenny and family, Eddie Tipman, Mary Ann, Charles and Val, Valerie Crockett, Rodney Clark, Terry, Catherine Cruz, and Jerry, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you come, that you cover them in the blood of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. We decree and we declare that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Mighty Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Healing Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place, sweet spirit. Take over this place. Amen.
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 Yes. Yes.
See you find some words to it.
Yes, I looked it up.
All right, thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, now we talk about birthdays for September 29th through October the 4th. I show a Timothy on October the 5th.
And a Lenny on September 30th, tomorrow.
Eric, September the 30th.
Is it Derek?
Eric.
Eric, oh, okay. That's right. Okay. I don't have any more on my list. You, Loretta?
No, I do not.
Okay. All righty. Pops, would you like to sing Happy Birthday?
Amen.
Day to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the time of our agenda that we talk about praises, testimonies, or if you would like to sing a song or read a poem. Okay, so let's start off with Mother.
Yes, I'm going to attempt to sing my song, Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me say, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way goes me wrong, precious Lord, lean on him. When my life is all more gone, hear my call, hold my hand, let thy fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the dark near appears and the night grows near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Off. Off. Way to start us off. Okay. How about you, Pops?
Okay. I think I did a little more reading.
Okay.
Call on your greatest gift. You have something that someone else needs. God gave it to you. Find it and use it. David was good with a slingshot. Goliath was simply a signal to use the gift. What do you do well? The season of war is the time with. Whatever you have been given, you're capable of creating anything as God has promised you. And the word, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. 2 Timothy 5:6. Amen.
Amen.
Righty. Mrs. Williams.
Okay, I would like to share excerpts from Personal Confession. It says, Jesus is Lord over our spirit, our soul, and our body. Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The Lord is our shepherd. We should not want. Our God supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We do not fret or have anxiety about anything. We do not have a care. We are the body of Christ. We are redeemed from the curse. Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases in his own body. By his stripes we are healed. Therefore, we forbid any sickness or disease to operate in our body. Every organ, every tissue of our bodies functions in the perfection in which God created it to function. We honor God and bring glory to him in our body. We have the mind of Christ, and we hold the thoughts, feelings, and purpose of his heart. We are believers and not doubters. We hold fast to the confession of our faith. Therefore, we decide to walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author and the developer of our faith. The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, and his love abides in us richly. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the evil one, and none shall by any means hurt us. We take our shield of faith and we quench it every fiery dart, because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We are delivered from this present evil world. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We fear God. God has given us the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. God is on our side. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. We hear our Father's voice and the voice of a stranger. We will not follow. We are world overcomers because we are born of God. We represent the Father and Jesus well. We are useful members in the body of Christ. We are his workmanship we created in Christ Jesus. Our Father God is all the while effectually at work in us, both to will and to do his good pleasure. And, of course, we let the word dwell in us richly, because he who has begun a good work in us will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. Okay, Loretta.
Yes, I'll come to you with another song. Amen, amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the chains falling. There's a power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. All righty.
Oh.
One of my favorites. I like that.
Ah, yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Loretta.
Amen, amen.
Okay, Auntie Carrie?
Looked like you had a couple of visitors, Angela.
Do we? Do we have someone join? Wait a minute, I'm taking them off a hold. Hi, do we have someone else join the call? Is that you, Daniel? Well, we will continue on. Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read the 100th Psalm. Then make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pastors. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Did I hear Daniel?
Hello?
Hey, welcome. Okay. Hubert, would you like to say something?
Yes. I would like to read a psalm out of, passage out of Psalms. Psalms 2, Universal Range of the Messiah. Why do the nation rage and the people are so quarrelly? King of the earth rise up, and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their feathers and cast their bonds from us. He who is enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord derides them. Then in anger he speaks to them. He terrifies them in his wrath. I myself have set my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nation for inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthly dish. And now, O king, give heed. Take warning. You rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him. With trembling, pray homage to him, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his anger blazes suddenly. Happy are all who take refuge in him. Amen.
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 It's the Lord.
Amen.
So Daniel, would you like to say? Thank you, Hubert. I'm sorry. Daniel, would you like to say anything? Daniel?
Hello?
Yes, would you like to say anything?
I'd just like to say I love everybody, and I'm in the need of prayer right now, so it's just me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Just leave me. I'm trying to debate if I want to sing.
Go ahead. Give us a song.
I have a cold. I'll try. Gonna sing How Great Is Our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. God, sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Lord.
The Lord.
Amen.
Great is our God.
Okay, so we'll move along in our program to the Serenity Prayer. And Mother, could you lead us in the Serenity Prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
A serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Now we'll move along to Loretta to do the 23rd Psalm.
Okay, and I'll be coming out of the Living Bible. And if everyone would bow their head, please. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helped me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding, guiding me all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemy. You have welcomed me as your guest, blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Oh, before we close out, do anyone have anything else they would like to share? Okay. Well, I just want to thank everyone for their attendance, and I will just do the closing prayer. As I started out with, Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we praise you. So in closing, let's take the Lord along with us every day, everywhere we go. Let's trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, holding to God's unchanging hand, we should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep faith. Have a blessed week. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you too. Good night. Good night, everyone. Love you all.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.